Okay, so we can see that it's all about matching, and we can see that if we, the financial reporters, are showing more income than the tax man, then we need to bring in more tax, because the tax man will eventually tax us. And so if we're showing the income now, we should show the future tax now as well. Okay, so that's what we mean by matching. And I explain it using the words income and expense. More income than the tax man, more tax. And I also mentioned, therefore, the same as more income is actually less expense. Now, I do it this way because we can kind of all understand that. We can kind of all know that if I have more income, I need to pay more tax. However, more income is exactly the same as having more assets. And more expense is exactly the same as having more liabilities. Okay? And similarly, more income is the same as not just having more assets, but less liabilities. And more expense is not just the same as having more liabilities, but less assets. So in that table there, where you see the word income, you can also read the word asset. And where you see the word expense, you can also read the word liability. So for example, you know, one of the big differences between accounting rules and tax rules is accounting depreciation and tax depreciation. They will be different. And because of that, if you think about it, there'll be a different expense, a different depreciation charge. And so, therefore, there'll be a matching problem, so there will be a deferred tax liability. But another way of looking at it is, well, the assets will be different as well, the asset valuations. We will have it using accounting rules, and they will have it with the cost minus their tax depreciation rules. And again, we'll be showing more assets or less assets, and that would give you a deferred tax asset or liability as well. So what I'm saying is you don't just have to look at the income and the expenses side. Sometimes you can and it's easier, but you could have a look at the balance sheet, the asset and the liability side, and it will get you to the same results. And the standard actually itself refers to assets and liabilities. I just teach it using income and expenses because it's kind of more understandable from a tax point of view.